This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It was all the small things this weekend when it came to the Kansas City Chiefs news, but maybe major things, the three storylines I took from this weekend, Kansas City Chiefs talk-wise. Number one, Travis Kelce is coming back for one more year to do his finals contract
sure
and have
is.
His swan song.
Yeah.
So we'll hear two contracts be redone. Kelce's and Mahomes create cap space.
Maybe Chris Jones at this point in time, too. I don't know if it's too early to redo a contract. I don't know how that necessarily works, but he has 2 years now
in
his contract, right?
We're getting ready to hit the big number for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
It starts to really tax on.
I saw somebody saying the Chiefs are broken. They have no money. I'm like, yeah, Patrick Mahomes will renegotiate and they'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, and they can extend Tooney and open up a bunch of money
open
there.
Open up money there as well. I'm not worried about that. If you're a Chiefs fan worried about cap space, you haven't been following this organization for the last decade.
The second storyline that I took from this weekend in the Kansas City Chiefs thing was Kyle Pitts. So
that's your backup plan for tight end, huh?
That's what they were saying.
That's what they were saying, yeah.
There's a chance that Atlanta's ready to move on. If Kelce were to retire, the Chiefs would possibly go seek what he could do for them.
I think that's a mistake. I don't think you try to replace Travis Kelce. I think you just kind of let it happen and see where maybe your whole offense changes a little bit.
It's a mistake if you expect him to put up Kelce numbers.
But see, that's the problem. You go get Kyle Pitts, the expectation from a fan standpoint is going to be stupidly wrong.
But I do think that he would fit the narrative that we always talk, new face, new place.
Sure.
Right?
He
was drafted, seventh overall out of Florida?
Maybe sixth. Yeah.
Very high. Had a lot of, expectations. Was fast, was agile, was big, could catch. And it just really never panned out in Atlanta.
How much of that has to do with the quarterback situation that was
too? The offensive structure that's over there.
Yeah.
I mean, you had what's-his-face with the porn stash for a while. Then he went to Pittsburgh. There's that possibly. That was the other story. And then the third one is, guys, try to tell you, Mahomes is cutting the hair.
Yep.
And it would be evidently obvious that Patrick Mahomes has a new haircut, which means 50 and 5,000 next year.
Yeah, 50 and 5,000 and another Super Bowl championship for Patrick Mahomes. It's really odd because
it's a good look, by the way.
It is.
It looks great.
He looks good. I think it's much better than the old look, quite honestly. I think he looks good with it, but you don't see dudes change their hair much, right? Like, when was the last time you changed your hairstyle? Guys don't do that a whole lot unless you're like a celebrity and then.
Or you're going bald.
You do that. Or you're going
you
bald.
Do like the
some
Kobe.
Extreme.
Yeah,
or something like that. But most of the time, I mean, guys
Kobe's
find a hairstyle in college and they keep it.
Yeah. Because Kobe's hair was like running away from him.
Yeah.
And then finally he came back and switched jersey numbers and went bald.
Right. Like, those are the extremes. But you don't wake up on a Tuesday and just go, I'm going to change my hairstyle as a guy. We find something that works and we pretty much stick with it, right? Patrick Mahomes changed his hairstyle, had to after that Super Bowl. You said it 2 weeks ago, he's going to change his hairstyle now. And he did. And that's the right thing to do going into your 30s now. It's kind of a new era of Chiefs football, right? Mm-hmm. You're not defending champs anymore or anything like that. You've got a new leaf to turn over. People are going to expect new. I'm sure he's going to sell new, you know, wigs with the new hairstyle and whatnot.
What am I going to do with this head thing now?
Yeah, like, what's everybody going to do with all that? And so now you just move on and you grow and you get better, and hopefully the loss is still ruining inside of them,
he'll
right?
Never get over that
no, he never will.
Never.
No.
I mean, Bill still gets mad at the Giants. Like,
oh,
to this
know,
day,
yeah.
He's like, Eli cost me two Super Bowls.
That's right.
Like, he still, to this day, talks about that. With the love of his life in North Carolina, he'll never get over that. And then he still gets mad at Nick Foles.
I mean, it's crazy. I having these conversations with Bill Self over the years, and he used to say it all the time, and it's kind of changed my perspective on thinking, not as much because of my dad telling me to appreciate the wins, but Bill Self used to say, man, I don't enjoy the wins at all. I start over the losses, but I don't enjoy the wins. And that's something I think the true competitors really struggle with in sports, is that they can't get over the losses and they never enjoy the wins. And that's just not healthy. You got to enjoy the wins, and you can, there's ways to enjoy the wins and still hold on to the losses and learn from your losses and all that kind of stuff. But you got to enjoy these victories. But Patrick Mahomes falls into that same category of uber competitive. And so when he's getting inducted to the Hall of Fame, he'll go back, yeah, we lost that Super Bowl to the Eagles and that drove me to, you know, 10 more or whatever the case may be.
Right. And it made me think, because we were talking last season, if, in fact, that AFC Championship game was Travis Kelce's last game, which now it appears from what we've heard or what we've seen every day it'll change, that they're going to have one last dance. Mahomes and Kelce are going to go out there and give it one last hoorah.
Yes, they should, yeah.
Which is fine. Which made me think, like, is there a game that you're going to go see, or will you go see multiple games because you may never see 87 again at Arrowhead play football?
Yeah.
Like, is there a game that, like, sticks out where, like, I'm going to go watch that?
Last home game is.
Okay. Yeah. Which I don't know what that'll be.
Right,
but, like,
yeah.
For me, it'll be, like, Philadelphia. Like, I would love to go see that one as a fan.
Right.
Just to kind of, like, give it back, which kind of defeats the narrative of, like, well, every year, like, it's the Buffalo Bills Super Bowl. Like, I don't think that affects the Chiefs or have that same message when it's the Chiefs and Eagles this year, but the way that game was played, the way that everybody kind of went back and screenshot at different moments in the game to say, well, he didn't care.
Which is just the worst.
Which
I hate that.
Could have been after like a 3rd-and-5 penalty, and then it's like the guys, you know, whatever.
Right.
So we do that every time in the football season where it's like, well, look how wide open he was. Like, well, you don't know that, whatever. So I think the Philadelphia game I would for sure go to as a fan to watch and see like what his like reaction would be in that game. But I'm like you, like, you know, you go to a lot of games, like you'll go there with a different perspective this next year because A, you go is to watch for entertainment, but B, you'll go and be like, hey kids, like 87, when you're my age, you'll tell your kids like, oh man, there wasn't anything better than watching Travis Kelce's last go around and seeing that guy play football. Mm-hmm. He was a real inspiration to this town and really like came full circle in his career and became this Hall of Fame, all pro tight end that might go down as the best to ever do.
Yeah, and that's, you know, what I told Ralph last year about the AFC Championship game when he was wavering a little bit because, I don't know, I'm tired. I don't know if I'm going to go. You're going. It could be Travis Kelce's last game. Like, now these are the reasons why we're starting to go, and I'm still glad to this day that I went and watched Haas and Moose and Eske and all mm-hmm. those guys walk off the field for the last time, even though our boss stole my kids' peanuts and ate them all and didn't buy a new bag. It was not Spectre. So I think going to those games is important. The older I get, obviously, you become more sentimental and you want to have those memories and say, I want to be there. Like, that's something that I would have FOMO over, missing Travis Kelce's last game, you know, at Arrowhead Stadium, whenever that may be, whether it's the postseason, which most likely it will be an AFC championship game again, mm-hmm. you know, for the right to go to the Super Bowl. You want to be there. You want to see those moments because they're not going to ever happen again. You want to be there that last time Patrick Mahomes throws a completion to Travis Kelce at Arrowhead Stadium and that crowd goes crazy. I mean, you think about it. What if he catches a touchdown, you know, and that ends up being his final play at Arrowhead late in the game or something like that to win the AFC Championship game, and there's Travis Kelce catching a touchdown pass and the Chiefs are going on to the Super Bowl again and he's walking off into the sunset. I think it's going to be an emotional year at Arrowhead for a lot of fans, knowing that this is going to be Travis Kelce's last game, because not everybody goes to every game. Maybe you get one game a year, and if that's the one game you're going to go to, you're going to want to see Travis Kelce. You're going to want to see him put on a show, and you're going to want to see him play and give you a great memory for his entire career and go, man, the last time I saw Travis at Arrowhead, he had 100 yards and a touchdown. Man, it was so cool to see him out there on the field. But it also goes to show you how fast a career goes. I feel like Travis Kelce was just drafted, you know, yesterday, and here we are, you know, going into that final season of his career, most likely.
Yeah, when was he drafted? Like 2008?
2013.
Oh, wow, I was way off.
Yeah.
There you go.
2013.
Yeah.
And it's already coming to an end.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. I'm glad that you say that about Moose, Haas, Esky, and Kane.
Yeah.
Because I went to that game and helped Vern cover it. Because I was like, oh, there's just going to be audio. You're going to be everywhere. You got a post-game show to run. And he kind of pulled me aside. He goes, I'm happy you came to this. He's like, because I know where you are. I know where you were as a kid. I know what you went through. And I know you saw the World Series. Like, this is one of those moments. And, like, that's coming from Vern, who's, you know, awesome. Which his hot stove show has started up here on 96.5 The Fan. You can listen to it here. He'll give you all the insight. He'll tell you that why the reason you should be high on Jonathan Nia, not down, text line. But it is that sort of thing. Like, I was at Cal Ripken's last game at Kauffman Stadium. My dad made me go to Nolan Ryan. I didn't even know what was going on, but it was Nolan Ryan's last game in Kansas City. There are certain athletes that do that for a fan base. And what Travis Kelce has given this city, what Travis Kelce has done for this team.
But all those people you mentioned weren't ours.
No.
Like, this is the first time that it's ours. Like, everybody was there for Miguel Cabrera's last go-round and stuff like
that.
The
only ones that I really mentioned were, like, probably, like, Haas and Moose.
That's
like,
it. The other two were traded. That's the only people that this generation, and I'm including myself in that, have really bonded over when it comes to athletes, right? We didn't bond over anybody else on the Royals since George Brett. We had Salvi, we had Moose, we had, like, this year was Salvi, his last home game. It's probably going to be a hot in-demand
ticket,
right?
Was George's last game he kissed the plate?
Well, yeah, I think that was here, but I think his last actual game was in Anaheim.
Yeah, but his last game here, he kissed the plate. Right, it's an iconic photo.
Right. Yeah, the last game here. Right.
Kelce's going to kiss the end zone.
I mean, what's he going to do? Yeah. Like, what kind of, like, him, just like, I get almost emotional thinking about him and Mahomes just walking off the field that last time, man.
Well,
like,
it's going
like
to happen.
That's an end of an era. And what we were able to watch and see and just witness and be part of. And that's going to end, and they're going to walk into that tunnel, and they're going to walk up and high five, you know, Tammy and some of the other, you know, folks that are down there, Tammy Reed, obviously, and you know, Clark Hunt, Mark Donovan, some of the folks in that club and whatnot, and they're going to walk into that locker room, and that's it, and it's over, and sports just ends like that, and that's why I don't understand the people who weren't enjoying and still aren't necessarily enjoying this ride as much as they possibly should, because there's no guarantees we're ever going to get back. And the last image we have may be them walking off the field of a 5-11. Who knows, right? Like, we just don't know what it's going to be like. And that's why you've got to enjoy these moments. But watching those two guys walk off the field is going to be like 2017, watching Haas and Kane and Moose walk off that field.
There'll be the video, and there won't be a dry eye in the stands.
God, no.
And then this time next year, we'll be talking about when we're going to go see Travis Kelce's retirement conference.
Right. Yep.
You're like, damn.
And then count 5 years to the Hall of Fame, and everybody's going to want to be there for that. And, you know, you got to fight for your right to get into Canton.
And then, nice. And then 8 years from now, we'll be talking about the same thing with Mahomes.
You think eight, huh?
Well, I guess not eight, maybe like nine,
12, 10.
Yeah, he'll play till he's 40. So that gives him another 10 years.
You would hope, right?
I really
hope. But again, that 10 years, I mean, it's been, what, 12 for Travis Kelce? And here we are having this conversation.
Yeah, flew by in a blink of an eye. And remember, he missed that first season, too, because he had the injury
ACL.
And whatnot. And so he didn't even play that first season. Imagine his numbers had he played a first season, right? Or maybe he's done after this year because he didn't play that first season, too.
You
never know, right?
But let's talk about this damn haircut for a sec. Because we've seen this coming. Like, he gave us a clue in the quarterback that he couldn't be going to the age of 30 with that haircut.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be 30 in September.
He got that thing fast, too. I mean, the Super Bowl's like 9 days ago.
Now, unfortunately, the pictures came, I believe, from his grandfather's funeral.
Yeah, who is stalking the funeral of somebody's grandpa? I know they're always out there, right?
Especially with that sort of clout.
Yep, these paparazzi, man. I know they're doing their job, but I mean, my God, somebody says go stalk somebody at somebody's funeral? I mean,
we're talking about the photo, so.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was looking at the photo. I'm like, he's in a black shirt with a rose on his chest. Oh, yeah, I remember the news about his grandfather passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, but wait a minute. This man's got his hair cut. That is the new look for Patrick Mahomes. And I don't know why it's something like, I guess it's probably because it's February 18th. But, like, that excites me. Because
he's moved on already, hopefully, from the game, right?
I mean,
that tells you.
That would be like in 14, when the Royals lost to the Giants. And then Hosmer came back with like a shaved head.
Ooh.
Or came back with like a high tight fade instead of having the faux hawk that he rocked, which was an iconic hairstyle. Like every kid was going to,
going to Halloween in 2014 at the kids' school and watching all the kids with the Haas cut, the Haas uniform was cool.
And like you had mentioned, like people had the Mahomes wig, the headbands, like all that. They were even wearing the visors with the Mahomes fro in it.
Adults.
Yes.
Yeah, now
and
adults.
Now we have this new look Mahomes. We got this pissed off Pat. The hell with Petty Pat. Now we got pissed off Pat. So pissed that he's got a new hairstyle coming this year, and it's the number one thing talked about in the Chiefs media. And when Max sent us the text last night, I was like, dude, I knew this was coming. I knew he was about to do this. And he did it. And now we get a new looked Pat coming into the new season that will be, where he's coming off a heartbreaking loss, devastating, just brutal loss, and it's Kelce's last season.
First time he was probably really kicked in the balls as a professional athlete, too, right?
It was terrible.
I mean,
yeah.
Patrick Mahomes was not good in that game. And so the whole, like, shaving of the head or changing the haircut, I should say, is probably good. You're cleansing yourself. Like, that right there is a subliminal message to the rest of the NFL that those days are done, and I'm moving forward. And if you're the rest of the NFL, you're like, oh, man, this guy got a haircut now. Like, and I know it sounds ridiculous, but that's him putting the rest of the league on watch and saying, hey, man, I'm changing who I am, and I'm not letting this one fester, and we're moving forward. And like I said last week, he was probably already in the facility, you know, doing some work, getting ready for next season because of how bad that loss was. Mm-hmm. And we've seen Patrick Mahomes rebound from losses. We've seen Patrick Mahomes rebound from wins. I don't think we've ever seen Patrick Mahomes rebound from getting kicked in the nuts like they did in that Philadelphia game. And I think it's going to be an unbelievable rebound. I think it's going to be the best rebound we've seen this organization make, because now they're playing on a mission next year, right? Had they won the three-peat, it would have been great. Now they lost. Now everybody's talking about how no good they are anymore. Oh, they're not that good, blah, blah, blah. They're going to come back and they're going to kick some serious ass in this next season. And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Was Kobe better with the haircut? Or
a better bald, I think. I mean, because immediately you ask and I see Kobe is bald, I don't really see him with the hair, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. They're both Hall of Fame careers. It's a big debate. Which one was better, 8 or 24? Yeah. I don't know.
That says your iconic level of athlete, that when you get a haircut,
that's crazy.
Like, people can create a conversation about it. Like, bald Kobe was like this. Everyone's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's 24 now? Like, he's not 8? Like, I know he was 8 for a little bit, but, like, still, it's like those sort of things around that sort of athlete with that much clout are talking points. Whereas, like, if Bobby, well, I don't want to say that. If Bobby cut the mullet, we'd have a conversation. Be like, oh,
sure.
Bobby cut
but
the mullet.
But it wouldn't be a national story Patrick Mahomes hair is.
No. Yeah. But Mahomes, it's like, we're taking a guy trying to go respect his family and celebrate his life, and it's a conversation because somebody got a picture of his haircut.
Yeah. Right.
That's where we're at.
That's where we're at with Pat. No, he's an icon. There's no question.
Sure.
Like, and sometimes I think a lot of us have a tough time understanding that. He's probably the most iconic figure in American sports right now, and he lives here. You know, like he's our guy. And I think
it's like him or Travis. They're both here, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Travis literally is an icon. I mean, Travis, because when it's all said and done, will probably be a bigger icon than Patrick Mahomes, just with the pop culture stuff and the Taylor Swift connection, right?
Yes.
And the podcast and all
SNL,
the commercials.
He's funny.
Like, even Travis changed his hairstyle this year, and it was a talking point. Yeah.
I was going to ask, what's his hairstyle now? Because we got new for – is Travis coming in with something different?
Well, Travis had that hairstyle at the Super Bowl where he actually had hair back.
Yes.
Whatever,
you know?
Taylor wants. She said she liked it better when his hair was longer than when it was like the high fade.
Yeah, so, you know.
Girls love the flow.
If you're dating somebody and they like your hair, go with it. Yeah.
Very.
Not any just chicks that like the flow. You know? Bob's jealous. I'm jealous.
I'm jealous. I'm not going to lie.
My hair, I turn into Corey Matthews. I can't do it.
Wow.
I got to keep it short. Oh, it just becomes a big ball of suck.
Now I want to see it.
No, dude. I can get pictures from Lily.
Okay, I was going to say, I need to see that.
Like, I had a damn perm.
I've never had long hair. Always wish I could have longer hair.
You couldn't grow?
I don't know. I never really.
You
like.
Never tried?
By the time you give it that opportunity and think about it, you're in your 30s, and
you're just like,
I mean, what am I doing here, right? Yeah. Then you look like an idiot, and you're trying to grow it out as an adult.
It'd be like if Mahomes had never had that hair, and now he's 30, and now he grew the.
Yeah.
We'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? Like, you know, just it's just a pain, and, you know, I went like 8 weeks during COVID without getting a haircut. About 6 weeks, I'm like, yeah, it's time to cut this thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know it's never going to look like, you know, yours or, you know, something like that. Or Kelce's.
Mahomes comes back with a full beard. And
wow.
A new hairstyle. I don't know if he can grow a beard, though.
Yeah, I don't think he can.
Yeah.
It'd be like me trying to grow a beard or Mac trying to grow a beard. Like, it'd take an act of God.
Yes.
Well, ever since Scottie Scheffler's had a beard, he started balling in golf. Used to be bare face, and he grew out the beard, and all of a sudden, here's Scottie Scheffler, the world's number one.
Sounds like a hockey player, you know? Like, I'm not shaving until the playoffs are over.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the hockey beards are epic. Yeah.
So sick.
Nasty.
They are nasty, because you can just see the blood and the snot and stuff in it. Like,
teeth getting cut.
Hockey players are the best.
Thursday night, baby. United States versus Canada. Is it still round robin then?
No, it's over. That's the championship. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, last night didn't mean anything for the United States. They had already advanced to the finals. Canada needed to win early in the day. They got that win. Sweden and Finland can go play tiddlywinks. Nobody cares.
Is Sidney Crosby still in Canada?
Oh, yeah. He's on Canada. Oh, yeah. He's on Team Canada.
At the young age of 37.
75. Like, when the Penguins were going to move here, Sidney Crosby was like a rookie back
Come
in the
now.
Day. I mean, like, could you imagine if Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin moved here and we had the Penguins in their prime winning Stanley Cup championships in Kansas City? God. You want to talk about this being a hockey town.
Yeah.
People would have lost their mind because that would have been the first team since the 85 Royals that ever did anything.
There are three great players, three great people in sports that have the birthday of August 7th, 1987. Sidney Crosby, Mike Trout, Dusty Likens.
Mike Trout moving to right field to save his injury, too.
Smart.
Are there numbers to back that up?
Can he's somebody not covering show center field?
I understand that, but like, is there proof? Is there actual proof
evidence
that moving? And, yeah, right. That's because we hear about
like
it.
Okay, cool. Makes sense.
Is it Judge moving back to right field now that Soto's gone?
I have no idea. Is he moving back to right field?
I don't know. I just thought that like that's where they were going to move him.
But I don't know. Like people say that all the time, and then it just becomes like one of those. Oh yeah, he's playing right field. He's going to have less injuries.
But what I love is at least that Mike Trout's acknowledging it.
Oh God, yeah. I mean, he should have acknowledged it years.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Ago, but is that you're still going to play the same style? Like, you know, like you're still going to, like, whether you play with reckless abandonment or not, like you're still going to be that style of guy. I didn't know if there was like somebody actually did a study that says, yeah, injuries are diminished by moving over and they've got like direct comps, because I think it's one of those hearsays, makes sense, but is there evidence that this actually does work? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, back in December, that's the last report we had, but Judge expected to move to right field.
Who's going to play center fielder? Bellinger?
Opening the door for Martian?
Who?
Marvin?
A Martian? They're going to have some guy Mars play center field?
M-A-R-T-I-A-N?
Martin?
Martin, maybe?
Hell if I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why we cover Kansas City sports.
They're having a guy named Martian play center field? Well, like
first
this
name
green
Marvin,
guy?
Last name Martian.
Yeah.
Get off my land.
I have no idea who that is. You'll probably say the first name. We'll go, oh, yeah, I heard that guy.
From the text line from the 913, Mac has some great lettuce.
He does.
That's the only lettuce he has on his body.
Yeah. It is
got like one chest hair. He plucks
it
every night.
That's exactly right.
From the 785, does that mean Dusty had a Topanga in his life? Unfortunately, no.
No. Nobody.
But I had a Mr. Feeny, that's for sure. That is 100% true.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.